The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
At the sight of the crowds, Jesus' heart was moved with pity for them, because they were troubled and abandoned, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest." Then he summoned his 12 disciples and gave them authority over unclean spirits to drive them out and to cure every disease and every illness. The names of the 12 apostles are these: first, Simon, called Peter, and his brother Andrew; James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John; Philip and Bartholomew; Thomas and Matthew, the tax collector; James, the son of Alphaeus and Thaddeus; Simon from Cana; and Judas Iscariot, who betrayed him. Jesus sent out these 12 after instructing them thus: "Do not go into pagan territory or enter a Samaritan town. Go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. As you go, make this proclamation: the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse lepers, drive out demons. Without cost you have received, without cost you are to give." The Gospel of the Lord.
Our first reading at this Mass is taken from the book of Exodus. After God's chosen people left Egypt and crossed the Red Sea, and then the sea came back together, and as they kept journeying, they eventually came to the desert of Sinai, where they stopped and they pitched camp. And it was here that Moses goes up to the mountaintop and the summons of God. And God reminds Moses of all the good things that he has done for the chosen people. God will do more. God will give them the Ten Commandments with the instructions that if you are faithful to these commandments, you will be my people and I will be your God. Plain and simple, very straightforward. The people need only to be faithful and they will be God's special possession, a kingdom of priests, a holy nation. And so it is. In the truest of senses, these words are spoken to us as well, that we need to be faithful to the commandments that God has given us through Moses and through 2,000 years of living. Our second reading, St. Paul is wondering, what more can God do? God has sent his son Jesus into the world, who suffered and died for us while we were sinners, undeserving of God's great love. So what's next? What could God possibly give us? It's certainly something to reflect upon. And the Gospel from St. Matthew. Matthew was a Jew, and he wrote his gospel specifically for the Jewish people. And in this chapter 9, we see that what is presented is really in three segments or sections. The first is the attitude of Jesus toward the people as he sees them in their great need as they attempt to find the Lord. In the second section, Matthew gives us the name of the 12 apostles. And in the third section, the apostles receive their commission to go out and to proclaim the kingdom of God to the 12 tribes of Israel. Please note that they are sent only to the Jewish people. They will not preach to the pagans until after the resurrection of our Lord Jesus. Matthew speaks of the kingdom of heaven being at hand. In some of the other evangelists, it's not the kingdom of heaven, but rather the kingdom of God. And we must remember that Matthew is writing his gospel for the Jewish people. And so it is. On our part, we need to pay particular attention to the first reading from Exodus, that we need to be faithful. And if we do, we will be God's special possession, a kingdom of priests, a holy nation.